Look who it is, Cyrus Jones, 2-7. Make some noise!
Exciting.
What's up, Cyrus?
What's going on?
You know what's crazy is your mom was here last year. I told you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you tell everybody what, I mean, the scenario last year was the Ravens picked you up right at the same day as a Purple Evening.
Mm-hmm.
And your mom was here. She's like, Cyrus is coming home!
Yeah, it was great. Last year was crazy. It was a whirlwind. But I was happy to, you know, get a chance to come back home.
Man, I watch you catching these punts, and you really, I mean, I feel really good with you under the ball catching punts. You're very focused, and it's all hands. It's never hitting here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where does that come from? And you're a glove guy. You got gloves on.
Yeah. I mean, I was just naturally had great hands since I was a young kid. But, I mean, catching punts is definitely different from catching any other pass, so you just got to work on it, and I've definitely done that and try to hone my craft as best as I can, so it just comes natural now.
How do you block all these 250-pound guys running at you while you don't have a chance? You're not looking at them. Your eyes are in the air, and they come and they'll dance around you.
Yeah.
Aren't they supposed to have a 5-yard cushion?
Nah, they don't give them a 5-yard cushion. They just can't touch us. So they can be as close as they want to be without touching.
Like, I'm not touching you. I'm not touching
you. Yeah, like that.
But
like
they're
that.
Breathing down your neck, and the ball is still 10, 15 yards from dropping in.
I mean, you just got to try your best to maintain your focus. I mean, we do a great job of, you know, trying to work on different things to distract us while we're catching punts at practice.
Oh. Right.
So,
people, I mean, flashing like, you.
Yeah, exactly. So we try to make it as hard as possible in practice so it's easy in the game. So, I mean, I definitely attest. You know how comfortable I am back there, how I work at it.
That's great.
Talking to Cyrus Jones, cornerback, return specialist for the Baltimore Ravens. When I saw Brandon Wilson take that ball back yesterday for the Bengals, I was thinking, you must be like, damn.
I mean, I'm waiting to get one, man. It's tough. But
didn't you get one last year?
Yeah.
You got two? Did one?
One.
Okay.
Should have had multiple, but, you know, that's... But, no, it's coming, though.
Yeah.
But we just got to keep working on it, the punt return unit. We work hard, so... I mean, this is definitely a tough play. Special teams is something that's even more important now than it was in the league, you know, a few years ago. I mean, the different rules that they're doing with kickoff return and kickoff and stuff like that is definitely making it more of an impact play. So, I mean, hopefully we can get some big plays coming forward in these next few games.
I'd like to see you out there a little more on defense. I thought you did great in the preseason.
Hey, man, you know, I'm going to continue working hard and do whatever is asking me to do to help the team win and, you know, stay ready.
Wait, so you said that you wore gloves. Why doesn't everybody wear gloves then? I feel like that's an advantage.
I mean, some people don't feel as though it makes them, you know, better. But, I mean, I've always worn gloves. I mean, I try to stay consistent in what I do. So
it's kind of sticky.
Are you superstitious?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
I'm not. I mean, I like routine, but I'm not super over-the-top.
Like, if I don't wear my gloves, someone's going to die.
No, I just, you know, why not wear them? You know, they give you an extra little...
I think so, too.
...little padding cushion.
Yeah, they hold the ball
they
better, I think.
Especially in the cold weather and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, it makes it best. I got you. Yeah, but...
And I heard inflating the ball or deflating it a little helps,
too. Yeah. Cyrus used to play for the Patriots. He's not trying to...
I don't know nothing about that. No deflating.
I don't know. I
just catch the ball. I don't mess with him.
Hey, you had a nice... The way you did it is perfect. You private school, you went to...
I went to Gilman.
Gilman.
Yeah.
And then Alabama. Mm-hmm. And then it doesn't get much better than that to go to the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I had, you know... The people around me to you know, push me down the right path and kind of keep me focused. So, you know, staying focused allowed me those opportunities, and I just try to make the best of them.
Did Gilman recruit you?
Yeah, I mean, we recruited, but, I mean, that they technically don't call it that in high school. But I had built a relationship with the coaches, you know, in my youth days and playing recreational ball. You know, they would come out and see me play and just recruited me to come even take a look at the school, first off. I mean... And that's when I fell in love with it. You know, I saw a great opportunity there, and that's what happened. I took advantage of it.
There it goes. Well, Seattle. I mean, it's on to Seattle.
Yeah.
That's going to be – I'm looking forward to this. People said you had the easy part of the schedule, and now it's going to get a little bit harder. But, listen, the Browns could have beaten Seattle yesterday. Yeah. Anything can happen on any Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the NFL, man. Anybody can beat anybody. It's about who comes out and plays the best that day. So, I mean, all we got to do is – you know, continue to practice well, try to stay consistent in what we're doing, keep getting better and better. So when it comes time for this part of the season, we ready and in tip-top shape and not surprised by anything. Because this league, you can, if you go out there and put a half
half-ass effort out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, proud
you
of it.
You can say that. Yeah.
Watch my language.
As long as it's half, yeah.
I mean, you can
say it.
Like I said, anybody can beat anyone. It's about who plays the best.
And finally, Cyrus, what's up with the shirts? Nobody cares, work harder.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's just our motto, one of our mottos.
Did our boss give you that shirt?
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, pretty much it's not really about, you know, what's going on outside. It's not really about complaining. Nobody cares about what you're going through. Just continue doing what you got to do to get the job done. That's pretty much what it's about.
Makes sense.
Hey, give it up for number 27, Cyrus Jones, sitting down with 98 Rock, the flagship station. Cyrus, thanks for your time. See
no
you
problem.
In the locker room. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Appreciate you having me.
All right, man.
Yeah.
Man, smells good,
yeah.
too, ladies. Right. Hey, get a selfie with him. He smells good. Hey, we'll be back after this.
Nice.